and gentlemen. Calling the April 18th, 2022 regular board meeting of the Hamilton Local School District at 6 p.m. Following the Pledge of Allegiance, please pledge allegiance. Roll call.
Mrs. Isaac.
Here.
Mr. Dahmer.
Here.
Mr. Schutte.
Here.
Mrs. Clark.
Here.
Mr. Ober.
Here. Okay. I'm all over the place here. Do we have any public participation? Adoption of agenda.
So moved.
Second.
Roll call.
Mrs. Isaac?
Yes.
Mr. Dahmer?
Yes.
Mr. Schutte?
Yes.
Mrs. Clark?
Yes.
Mr. Ober.
Yes. Now public participation.
Well, we do not have any signed up.
None?
None.
Okay, items from the board. Mary, would you like to start that off?
So, I have a few months under my belt here, so I think I actually have a lot to say, so I apologize in advance. I like to, you guys aren't here for the drama team, so thank you for coming. With that being said, as you all know, I've lived in this community for a really long time. My family are on the walls back from 1947, so we're deep-rooted in this community. I think it's a great community, and with that being said, when I decided to run for school board, I ran on the foundation of wanting community input and wanting everyone's involvement with transparency, the whole nine, and I'm gonna stand by that. So if I rock the boat a little bit, so be it. I'm not here to make friends. I don't care if you like me, really. however, I think there needs to be community involvement and transparency across the board. I encourage all of you to really say what's on your mind. You're here for a reason. It's not the same board as it was before, so if we have issues, we want to help you fix them, but it's a two-way street. So if we don't know what's going on and there's a right path to do so, I highly recommend you to do it and be respectful in the same time. I also, this is just a little nod, I want to make sure that special education is getting the fair hand that they should be dealt. I think that's an area that we probably don't do enough in, and I think we could be doing more. And I'm sure I'm missing a few things, however, you can circle back to me at the end, and I'll let some others go.
Okay. Well, Mr. President, if it's okay with you, I'll go ahead and start with my liaison report. Back right after our meeting in March, I was actually able to go with the eighth graders over to Eastland Career Center. And I will tell you guys right now what a great resource that we have. I don't know if anybody's ever been able to go over and see actually what they offer. But they offer, just at Eastland, they offer 18 different career paths that our students can go into. One of the, I guess, newest ones that they have is actually aviation. They actually had two single engine airplanes that were sitting inside of the building that the kids were actually that day. They had actually pulled an engine out of one of them, and they had another one that was actually sitting in there, and it had all the working lights, all the working flaps and everything that they could literally sit in and, you know, get the actual experience of sitting inside of a working airplane. With that one, they also have a certification for drones that they're able to obtain. And they also have flight simulators sitting there that the kids can use throughout the course of that one. Again, cosmetology, you know, they have a ton of different things that they can do with that. Dental assisting, they're actually working just like they're sitting in a dentist's office with the same equipment to where, you know, they get that hands-on experience. Interactive media, they actually have a newsroom that the kids are able to use. And all the equipment and everything, just like they're producing an actual newscast. You know, nursing, the kids in their junior year can actually get their STNAs to where they can go and actually work at nursing homes. And then their senior years, they actually can get their phlebotomist, and there was one other certification, I don't remember that off the top of my head. They also have welding. Another one of the interesting ones was with the engineering side. They actually have CNC machines that the kids actually get to learn on while they're, you know, while they're still in school. Agriculture and heavy equipment, they actually, I think the gentleman said they actually work on 3 or 4 different engines. And their senior year, they're actually able to go out and work at different businesses. Then at Fairfield, they have 10 areas of study, and one of them is actually, I think it's called like animal management. And, you know, that's the path for them to become vet techs or, you know, to continue on with the veterinary school. Then they actually have satellite programs, and I think there was like 12 different ones of those. One interesting one, especially for me, especially with my dad's history of being a firefighter, is Canal Winchester actually has a firefighting one where they can go and get courses in that. I know that kind of goes along with our paramedic one that we have here that I know Mr. Morvitzer and Hamilton Township Fire Department has worked very hard on. There's actually 16 different school districts that can attend Eastland or Fairfield or one of these satellite locations. But again, you know, I know, you know, one of the things I really love that we have is our 3 E's. And with the employment availability to our students, you know, what a great opportunity we have and a great resource that is right here in our community for our students to take advantage of.
Do they still do business management there?
Yep. Okay. Again, I mean, they have, I mean, we walked around their campus for, I think it was close to 2 hours. And, you know, we just got a quick, you know, couple minutes with each one of the different classes. But if you guys got any questions on that, I actually Ms. Morvitzer actually sent me a course catalog that I can forward to you guys after this meeting. So that is my report.
Okay. Dave?
Nothing for me at the moment.
Amber.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'll start with just my legislative report and say that the main thing that really has been talked about at the State House is House Bill 616 lately. And it's one of those bills that is each side kind of like takes their piece and then runs with it. But it's a very complicated bill that has far-reaching implications and a lot of really like scary implications for educators and for school districts in regards to how things are interpreted and how unclearly it's written. It's very ambiguous, which could then lead to unnecessary investigations, investigations, which can be very scary and time-consuming for a teacher and for a school board. When we know that like all of our resources are available for any parent that has a question and wants to see what's being taught just per state law. So I encourage you to read about it if you haven't, because if it gets any further, it's something that I think will become even more talked about, and there'll probably be opportunities for public participation that we could consider doing. Other than that, I don't really have much on my end. I do want to just kind of j- jump off of Mary's comment in regard to special education, I would definitely be willing or interested to kind of, you know, hear where, what we're doing or where we are with that. Obviously, we've had a new administration in the last couple of years, and the laws are always changing and best practices are always changing. And so being an intervention specialist myself, those things are very near and dear to my heart as well. And I feel like I have a perspective on, you know, that. So I would definitely be interested and willing to learn more and hear about that. That's all I have. Thank you.
Okay. I've never made a secret about my educational background. I am a product of special education. There's no other way to explain it. I wasn't able to talk until I was five. I have some problems with putting words together. That's why I started with one-syllable words when I was very young, such as kiss my ass or go to hell. Those I could put together pretty well. But the nuns at St. John's never gave up on me. I had 10 years of speech therapy. I left this board for a short period of time, and I thought that perhaps I might have had a stroke or something, because I couldn't remember a great deal. And I found out that I had some hearing problems, some memory problems. And at the age of 68, I heard my valves for the very first time. And I just wonder how my life would have been different if they had the technology 60 years ago, 65 years ago, what they have today. So sometimes I hear that some districts, I'm not saying this district, but some districts, it's real easy to cut special educational funding, because it's a small minority, and most of the time they're not going to complain. If they do complain, then it's an embarrassing situation that you may have a child that isn't perfect for some people. I'm sure that when I asked Mary to run, it wasn't because she was a very agreeable person. It was because she was a very knowledgeable person. And I think that was a very good decision on my part and on her part and a part of this community for electing her. I understand, and I don't know, is she here? The new president?
She just walked in, actually. Jenny.
Jenny, would you please stand up, introduce yourself, and give your title?
I am Jenny Rohrbacher, and I am president of
Okay. Jenny. We agree.
My unions got real scared.
Okay, was you saying something?
Sorry. I'm Brittany Smith, president union, or union president of HLEA. But yes, she is the new president of OC.
Okay. You'll get used to that. Okay. We believe in collective bargaining. And Jenny, I would just make a suggestion that you pick up a book from your International and read through it and understand exactly your position. Never forget the people that you represent, but don't ever forget who you negotiate with. Works both ways. Okay? That is going to do my report. These damn glasses on and off. Okay, so we have six items. Do we have a motion?
Wait.
So moved.
Did we do item five, treasurer's report?
Yeah, we have five. Individual items?
We have five items.
Five items? What do you think? Tonight was my first night. Okay, do we have a motion on the five items and six?
So moved.
Second.
Okay, roll call.
Mrs. Isaac?
Yeah.
Mr. Dahmer?
Yes.
Mr. Schutte?
Yes.
Mrs. Clark?
Yes.
Mr. Ober?
Yes. Items of information from the superintendent.
Yeah, thank you, President Ober. Had an exciting last few weeks. Start off with discussion of the Purple Star Award, something that originated in our district. It's now in, I believe, almost every state in the union. There are roughly about 300, I don't know if Corey's with us tonight, there's three, maybe 400 school buildings, not districts, buildings in the state of Ohio that are Purple Star recognized. They just added an additional 94, and three of our buildings were recognized as Purple Star buildings. So we now have four of our five buildings recognized as Purple Star. There's a lot of work that goes into that. We had a number of these individuals who were paramount in getting that done. So very, very excited about that. Just going on with our traditions, Mr. Dahmer mentioned earlier the three E's. Obviously, enlistment for us is a very important pathway. Sticking with the enlistment pathway, I want to also highlight, and board members, if you haven't gotten an invite to this, I'm sure it'll be in the next day or two, but we're holding our second annual, or maybe it's third annual, but I think the second time that we've done it kind of as a big deal, so to speak. We're having a military signing day here on district property. Of course, there's the big state signing day, but we've done one similar to what we do with our athletic signings and such, so we give those kids an opportunity to be recognized. That's coming up Cinco de Mayo, so if you'll hold off on Cinco de Mayo celebrations, maybe you could join us briefly. That's at 4 o'clock. Is that right, Caitlin? Yeah, 4 o'clock. So, yeah, and there'll be invites coming. On the topic of invites, graduation is right around the corner. We've got one more board meeting before graduation, but just kind of give you to save the date. You, of course, will get your formal invites the way that we always do, but that's coming up May the 20th, 7 p.m. over at the Fortress. So same location as we used last year. Kind of impromptu, I don't know if I'm supposed to say anything about this or not, but I guess it's news, it's out there. Just before the board meeting, found out that one of our former student athletes here, Sarah Morbitzer, was offered in really grand fashion. If you've ever seen the, you know, when a kid will earn a, when a walk-on kid earns a scholarship at a practice, it's become kind of in vogue to put those out there on social media, and they did that today, actually. Her teammates and her coaches did that for Sarah Morbitzer, so that was really exciting. You know, one of our graduates, and I think Mike's going to get him that boat that says 529 across the back as a plant. So, yeah, very, very proud of Sarah. And President Obert, that concludes my report this evening. I wanted to say a little bit about spring athletics, I guess, just briefly. Track is going well. Everything else is rained out. Period. Like, we're getting no other events.
Can I add one small thing? When
sure.
It comes to the Purple Heart, so I'm a member of quite a few organizations, but one of them is NCMS. That is, a lot of federal contractors work with them. So if, I don't know who is kind of overseeing each building, but okay, I'll get with you. I have a lot of contacts that can bring in people, or just, I mean, you name it. I don't know if it'll help with what we're, you guys are trying to do. But I can put you in contact with a lot of people. So, sorry.
Okay. Section 8, Educational Programs. And there's going to be a plan, a slight change in how we do this. And since we do have two items here, I'm going to request, I'm going to make a motion, 8.1 and 8.2 be tabled. I'd like to have a second on that.
Second.
Okay. Let me explain what we want to do with this, and we've looked at different districts. We get this information on Friday, and we really don't get the opportunity to read it and understand it. And since we do come here and take the time to vote and to install these new rules, we should understand what we're doing. And so there's going to be a two-person committee, myself and Amber Clark, to sit down with the superintendent before these come to the floor, and we'll understand what we're voting on and understand the purposes of them. So with that, I need a roll call.
Yes.
Mrs. Clark?
Yes.
Mrs. Isaac?
Yes.
Mr. Dahmer?
Yes.
Mr. Schutte?
Yes.
And Mr. Ober?
Yes. Okay, the remaining items, administrative contracts, school calendar, and educational programs. I need a motion to accept.
So moved.
Need a second.
Second.
Okay, any comments or questions?
I have a question, just a clarification, mm-hmm. really. We're only approving the 1 year for the school calendar,
correct.
Not the two. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Roll call.
Mrs. Isaac?
Yes.
Mr. Dahmer?
Yes.
Mr. Schutte?
Yes.
Mrs. Clark?
Yes.
Mr. Ober?
Yes. Okay, Section 9, extra circular. We have employment, home instruction, and approved personnel.
So moved.
There's two items. Do we have a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Good roll call.
Mrs. Isaac?
Yes.
Mr. Dahmer?
Yes.
Mr. Schutte?
Yes.
Mrs. Clark?
Yes.
Mr. Ober?
Yes. Okay, Section 10, we have two items. Do we have a motion?
So moved.
Do we have a second?
Second.
Any comments? Roll call.
Mrs. Isaac?
Yes.
Mr. Dahmer?
Yes.
Mr. Schutte?
Yes.
Mrs. Clark?
Yes.
And Mr. Ober?
Yes. Now, when it comes to tabled items, next month, what we table tonight will be in that section.
Correct.
Okay. Let's see. Executive session. I believe we have I believe that we
have A.
A.
Employment?
So moved.
Second.
Okay, roll call.
Mrs. Isaac?
Yes.
Mr. Dahmer?
Yes.
Mr. Schutte?
Yes.
Mrs. Clark?
Yes.
And Mr. Ober?
Yes.
6:24.
Okay. 6:24.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go into executive session. We may be there for a while.
I cheated.
when we come out, we're going to be adjourning. What we discuss back there is not going to be discussed out here, so it won't be taken a vote for any purpose like that. So I want to thank you for coming. If you want to stick around, you can. Shay has adjourned the meeting, but that's up to you. Thank you very much. Jenny, congratulations.
Are we coming back out here?
Yeah, we will.
Thank you.
I took some Q-tips and cleaned my ears before I came, and I'm not hearing. Oh, you got Josh, eh? I tell you, I'm going to start talking to him about hanging out with me. But as soon as I say work,
work? Are you kidding me? You're right, at that age you need him.
Lady, give Grandpa a hug.
Yes, you guys pitched me?
Well, yeah.
So this is the fun sort of stuff. Are you guys good at golf? Like, I don't know. Like, Big Ten Network picked it up.
We're not really good at it.
We'll be sure to find you guys. They picked it up almost last. Bunch of people.
I'm sorry, no. No, we totally forgot.
Sounds great.
We did play.
Yeah, I saw you guys with the sign. Oh, hey, man, I've seen you.
Is your buddy wanna play? Oh, they don't need to, yeah, we already have four.
Oh, probably.
Okay.
That's the head coach.
Who's she having?
This year?
Ms. Moore.
See, it's the best.
That should be, Mrs. Moore should be like the.
This is the commentator. Big Ten Network.
But also too, like, it's her first year here.
Like, it's just like personal training all day.
Pretty cool.
Pretty cool. So Anthony, you know, and how we are.
We did two.
Oh, must have just played on Channel Four.
What'd you say?
Mark Vigro just said, great news on Channel Four.
She cannot call her name by first name.
Listen. Well, when you're in here, it's smaller.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember Mark Vigro. Mark was in middle school. He was like, I said, hi, Mark. My character.